The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
Shares of NVIDIA slipping about 2% now. They were down 3% about an hour ago. As the company kicks off its second day of its AI developers conference, our Deirdre Bosa is also live in NVIDIA's GTC for today's Tech Check segment with a look at the AI ecosystem that NVIDIA has created. It's a party over there, Deirdre.
It is. It's just getting started on day two, but that ecosystem fully on display here at GTC, as you said. And as Jensen Huang said last hour, everything starts with software. They build the full stack and they sell it in parts. Have a listen.
They think that NVIDIA is a chip company because we sell everything in parts.
Right.
The reason we do that is so that our customers could integrate NVIDIA's technology into their data centers however they like. Everybody's data centers are different, everybody's systems are different, and so when we build up the whole thing, we make it work, but we sell it in parts so that fits into the, you know, nooks and crannies, well, if you will.
There are a lot of companies and an increasing number of them that use those parts in different ways that are here. We've been calling it the Woodstock of AI, but maybe more accurately called the WWDC of AI, DubDub, as it is called here fondly in the Bay Area. That's Apple's developer event, and it's been one of the most important events in tech over the last decade. It kind of feels like that might be being replaced or rivaled at least by this one right here, GTC. This is only day two. We are beyond Jensen's keynote, and yet there's still so much more to come. Here are just some of the names that I will be hearing from in keynotes and panels today and tomorrow, a who's who of generative AI darlings from Anthropic to OpenAI to Musk's XAI. You've got Mistral, Cohere, the list goes on and on. And in fact, Jensen Huang is moderating a Gen AI panel tomorrow with some of the buzziest names on this list that you're looking at right now. We've talked about this a lot, but that NVIDIA halo effect in both the public and private markets. In terms of the public markets, you're certainly seeing that today. Synopsys, Dell, Cadence, a few other names higher on that keynote. And then there's a huge list of partnerships and customer announcements that we've already received. You can see every single hyperscaler on this list, no surprise. And it just comes back to the point that Jensen Huang keeps making again and again, that NVIDIA is not a hardware company. It is an ecosystem. And that's why you see so many different companies and startups from different industries that are here yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It is really on full display here in San Jose.
Dee, I mean, with all of that said, has NVIDIA as an investment proposition and maybe eventually as a business been totally liberated from the video game linkage? I mean, what it used to be seen as the base of the business from before.
I think so. I mean, Jensen Huang has done an incredible job being able to pivot, and he was right there when ChatGPT launched on November 2022 and has really just, as we say so often, provided the picks and shovels of this whole platform shift, which here in the Valley, Silicon Valley and outside of it is seen as, you know, the biggest platform shift since the mobile internet, since the internet itself, since the Industrial Revolution, take your pick. A lot of the folks here are here for that very reason, because they want to be a part of it. And we're moving in different phases, right? A lot of it up to this point has been building large language models. When we're talking about generative AI, the next shift is going to be inference. And NVIDIA has done a fantastic job positioning itself in that phase of generative AI as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt the company is kind of defining where the frontier is and trying to stay that far ahead.
Shares of NVIDIA turned around and are up slightly today, the second day of its hotly watched AI Developers Conference. Deirdre Bosa joins us live from the conference for today's Tech Check. Hey, Dee.
Hey, Leslie. So day one, it was all about Jensen's keynote. Day two, we're hearing from key players throughout the NVIDIA ecosystem, and there are many.
If you look at the things that we do, we build the chips, the systems, the networking, and so on and so forth, the entire data center practically, all the software that goes into it. And then we sell it in parts. The reason why we sell, and that is what confuses people. They think that NVIDIA is a chip company because we sell everything in parts.
Right.
The reason we do that is so that our customers could integrate NVIDIA's technology into their data centers however they like.
So attendees here, they range from the buzziest Gen AI startups to the cloud hyperscalers to the academic pioneers of AI, really living up to its title as the Woodstock of AI. There's a panel tomorrow that was the brainchild of Jensen Huang himself that he will also moderate. It brings together key figures in the Gen AI space that co-authored a seminal academic paper years ago and then went on to found current darlings like Cohere and Character.ai. I just left a session with OpenAI COO Brad Lightcap on the future of AI. He ended it by saying that 10 years from now, if you hand a kid a laptop from our current era, he or she will try to talk at it, kind of like how kids in the iPad era try to swipe on any screen that they see. So yes, the big announcement here of GTC is the efficiency and power of NVIDIA's Blackwell platform, but perhaps just as important are the startups and the companies and the individuals that are here that will be building and developing using it. That said, guys, everyone wants a piece of that NVIDIA halo, which has become so powerful. It makes sense to have a presence here at GTC. One essential ingredient that is very clear is the talent and getting the right researchers, engineers, data scientists. Some of these panels, they operate almost as recruiting tools. Guys, another reminder of how important that is today with that big move to Microsoft hiring a DeepMind co-founder as its head of AI.
And I'm sure at this point in time, there's probably nascent availability of people who are experts in this area because the technology itself is so nascent. That's interesting that it serves as a kind of recruiting platform there. And also interesting, and it's the perfect kind of microcosm of just the flywheel effect that we're seeing from this AI rising tide lifting all boats. How much discussion is there, though, about protections, having in place a sense of guardrails for this industry? Has that been a key topic at all?
You know what? I would say this is more of a developer conference. While that is close to the top of many people's mind here, there was a little bit of that in the OpenAI session. They talked about building for the good of all humanity, which is, of course, the OpenAI mission. But kind of this is very a technologist conference, right? There's a lot of developers here that are just optimistic and eager to start building. I made the comparison to Apple's WWDC, right? When the App Store was becoming the behemoth and just this critical tool that it is now for developers, that's sort of what's happening here. You see developers and companies from all different industries just focus on what is going to be the killer application or hardware or whatever it is. But certainly in the background, there is sort of the ethical questions that many will have to confront and are confronting now.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.